Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com, and I'm going to do a quick show for you on how to attract the partner of your dreams, the romantic partner of your dreams. Okay. Number one, get a journal if you don't have one. Get a journal so you can listen to these podcasts and take notes. So number one, your dating past is over. Just decide now in this moment, listening to my voice, your dating past is over. All the relationships that didn't work out, all the people that didn't call you back, the person that ghosted you, the person that broke your heart, your lack of dating history, your plentiful dating history, your plentiful sexual history, whatever it is, it's all in the past. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It has no energetic impact on your present moment unless you give it power. And the only way you give it power is you continue to reflect on it, or you fear repeating the past, or you continue to play out the same patterns you've done in the past that don't work. That's the only way it has any impact on your present moment. All you have to do right now is decide, hey, my relationship past is done. If you need to make a list of all the partners that you've had, do that. Burn it. Submerge it in water. See, I release all of my romantic relationships of the past. I am now free for my highest and greatest good. If you need to write letters to the really significant relationships, and you're not going to write to their human self, you'll write to their soul self and say everything you need to say, and do it fast. Like, each letter should take you no more than 5 minutes. Get everything out. The negative feelings, the positive feelings, the gratitude, the release. Say, I'm letting this go. I'm letting this relationship go. I'm letting this person go. I talk to them and then let it go. It's done. If you need to clear out, you still have some of your ex's stuff looming around in your life, clear it out. It's done. Your past relationship history is done. Once you clear out that energy, you can move to dating. And you have to actively date. Here's the thing. We're always waiting for the perfect opportunity, or we're passively putting our foot in, or we have a dating profile up, but it, you know, we're not super jazzed about it. It's just out there. Get out there. You're going to have to redo your profile, and I have a tip for you coming up on how to redo it, a new profile, and stay out there. Date, date, date. Yes, we are in a pandemic. Use all the tools of technology to date smart. Have a plan for how you want to ultimately meet that person. Maybe it's that you decide, hey, we'll both get tested beforehand, or we'll quarantine for 14 days to make sure. Whatever it is, figure out a way in which you're going to feel safe and secure meeting someone and dating, and be smart about it, because we are in a pandemic, but you can still date and get out there and be really active about it, and stay out there no matter what. Stay out there, because what happens is you'll hear a show like this and you'll be jazzed up and excited because you know you were meant to hear this show. You know you're meant to manifest the love of your dreams. You get out there, and maybe the first few people aren't a match. Or maybe you meet somebody that's really great and you're so excited about them, and then ultimately it doesn't wind up being a romantic relationship. And so you want to contract and not continue. Or you're waiting. You're waiting for until I lose weight. I'm waiting until I get the promotion. I'm waiting for this. Now, I do have a little point about waiting, because I currently am not actively not dating, but I'm not calling it waiting. I just know that there are things in my life that I must have in place so I am my most confident self before I get out and date. So if there's something like that and it genuinely is a truth, like some people will be like, well, Amy said that I should wait until I'm my most confident self and I feel like I need to lose 50 pounds. Well, come on. That's not what I mean by that. Like, I'm talking about very specific, concrete things that I must do in my life. I must have in place in my life before I can actively start dating. And I know what that is, and I actively work towards that. And at the same time, I'm doing my energetics around dating. So weight is not an excuse not to date. What else is not an excuse? And mine and my spirit guides are jumping in. The reason I'm currently not dating, I'm not waiting, I'm not dating, it's because the things that I need to put in place are a fundamental part of being able to date, right? Like, I can't date if I don't, I've been split between LA and San Francisco. And so I have to commit to one because of the pandemic, and I haven't made that commitment. So I can't actively date until I know exactly where I'm going to be. I have made a commitment to where I'm going to be now, and I'll share that in another podcast. But everything else, or if you don't have a job, but nobody listening to this program is in that position. What else? Yeah, if you maybe you don't have, you genuinely don't have the time. You know for sure you have something that you're working on. Maybe you went back to school and you are wrapping up a master's degree. You may not have time right now, so I don't put the extra on your plate. You can be doing the energetics, getting ready to date in the process, but if you're just telling yourself, oh, I need to lose weight, or when this happens, or and it's not, you're not crystal clear about what that is, then you go ahead and get out there and stay out there. Build the momentum, because waiting doesn't work. And you need forward progression to see results. You have to stay in motion there. It's not just swipe, swipe, swipe. It's swipe, swipe, swipe. Accept a date, do a video date, do a video date, do a video date, swipe, 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 do a video date, do a video date. So get out there. So that's tip number two, and stay out there, stay in motion no matter what. Now, if you, in between, you know, meeting people, keep a journal and reflect on what you learned, right? Definitely. I'm not saying stay out there and just, you know, maybe you meet somebody and you realize, oh, I didn't put that on my list and that's really important to me. So then reflect on that, but stay in motion, stay in motion, stay in motion, stay in motion, and focus on what do I want? What do I want in a romantic relationship? What do I want in a partner? I've given this exercise many times on the program, 15 qualities you want in a mate, 15 qualities you want in a relationship, and then 15 deal breakers or things you don't want in a relationship. And review that list every single day. Have it in your journal. Have it written cleanly. You may have to rough draft it a couple of times. It's one of the foundational exercises I do with clients. Even just in one session, we can get that cleaned up. And you'll feel lighter. You'll feel excited. You'll feel joyful because it's right there in front of you. And it's what's so wonderful. I was working with a client last week on her list. She's like, Amy, I feel like I know this person already. I'm like, exactly. That's the energy you want to embody. You, in making the list, and if you make it in a really concrete way, and it's really great to make it with me because I can help you clean up some of the vagueness. I can help you clean up some places where you might be holding back or limiting what's possible for you because you just believe that you can't fully have the type of partner you want. But as you get crystal clear, you activate the energy of that person. You activate the energy of that relationship. You activate the energy of you in a relationship with that person. And it's amazing. It's one of the most beautiful energy shifts you can do. So, yes, you can do it on your own. Even more effective if you do it with me. And we can do that in this session. Next, attract the partner of your dreams. decide you only need one. And as I was writing these notes, I was like, well, Spirit, what about somebody that's poly? And they're like, well, they only need one too, because even poly, you have a primary partner and then a secondary partner and maybe a third partner. You're focused on meeting each of those people. So you'd be focused on the primary partner. But if you're in a monogamous, even better in terms of you only need one, you only need one. So just focus on meeting that one person, as opposed to what I find is people get on the apps, if their self-esteem is a bit low, they're like, nobody's liking me, nobody's swiping on me. Well, A, your energy's probably off, which I can help you clean up. But B, goal isn't to be on the platform to be the most popular person. And I've said this many times in other dating podcasts I've done. You don't need to be the most popular person. You just need to connect with the right person for you. And that was really transformational for me right before I met my ex-husband. And it was a message that came out because it was on eHarmony back in the 2009. It's changed a lot, but they used to send emails out, content-based emails teaching you about dating. And one of the emails said, you only need one. I will never forget this email. And it was so great because it shifted everything for me. I was on these sites trying, it's like, well, who do I choose? And what, and that just focused my energy. It helped me realize, hey, I don't have to go on a 5 trillion dates. I don't have to talk to 5 trillion people. I just have to focus on the one. And honestly, the only person I spoke to and the only person I met became my husband. And yeah, we had a great time. Yeah. So you only need one. Focus on, I only need one. Okay. Number 4. Oh, I want to tag on to that. So don't look at anybody else's relationship. Like, I'm sharing my stories with you, but don't judge my stories and don't judge yourself. That just creates a lot of murky energy that gets in the way of you being fully present in your experience so you can do what you need to do. Just take the wisdom I'm sharing with you, let it sink in, and do as you are inspired to do without judgment on any level. Okay. Number 4. Affirm, I'm a catch. Just believe that you are a catch. Believe you are a great partner. Believe that your right person totally is lucky to be with you. When I was initially writing the notes, I was like, anyone would be lucky to be with you. Affirm, anyone would be lucky to be with you. And then I realized, no, you don't want anyone, right? You're at a place in your life where you want your right person. So affirm, your right person is so lucky to have you. So lucky to have you. And in your journal, make a list of 15 reasons why you are a catch, why you are amazing, why you are a great person for your right partner. Also, make a list of 5 reasons why you're not a great catch. 5, I know. Somebody's like, what, Amy? What? So 15 reasons why you're a great partner, why you're a great catch. And then 5 reasons why you're not a great catch. Jot them out, 5 reasons. And then after each of them, write, and my right person loves, cherishes, and adores me anyway. So what this looks like, so maybe you have decided, because it's just because you decided that you're not the right person because of, you're not a good catch because of your weight. Okay. So you write, I'm not a good catch because I'm 50 pounds overweight. Okay. After it, but my ideal partner loves, cherishes, and adores me anyway. My ideal partner loves, cherishes, and adores me anyway. Maybe you've decided, because it's just you've decided that you're not the right catch. You've decided you're not the right catch because I had a client a couple months back who was concerned about retirement. Like, she was of a retirement age or nearing retirement age, and she felt like she didn't have adequate retirement savings. So she felt like she wasn't a good catch because she didn't have enough money saved for retirement. And I said, I mean, we broke that. I mean, I took a sledgehammer to that belief, and got her to a place where she felt really good, and she attracted very affluent men because she let go of that belief. So going back to that example, so if you do believe you're not a good catch because you don't have enough retirement savings, I'm giggling because, oh, please, just I can help you work through that one. Anything around money and finance, I can help you work through. So you feel really amazing. So after that, you'd be like, I'm not a good catch because I don't have enough money saved for retirement. But my right partner loves, cherishes, and adores me anyway. Yeah. We create a reality with our minds. So this tip is designed to put you in a place where your self-confidence is high enough so that you can draw to you your right partner, your ideal partner, the person that you are truly seeking. Now, if you don't do the exercise about why I'm not a good catch and you just kind of leave it floating in the background, you're going to attract people that trigger that because that's what's going to be mirrored back to you, right? You're holding that vibration. Oh, no, I'm not a good catch because of my body. Well, then you'll attract people who will, something will come up, you know. I didn't know you were that size, or I'm not really attracted to that, or you know, even though you could have all your pictures and full body and feel like you're being transparent, you will still attract someone that will mirror your insecurities around body. So this doesn't come up for me anymore because I've really worked through things around body image and dating. One time, right after my divorce, I manifested somebody who I had talked to for a long time, and then ultimately he was like, you know, I'm just not attracted to your body style. And I was like, how did that show up? And I realized that that was a mirror of some insecurities that had been triggered as a result of the transition from being married to dating again. So once I cleaned that up, then that hasn't happened again. So you can totally clean it up, and it's amazing. And be mindful of what you say. Like, maybe you meet someone and they're like, well, he seems to not mind my body type. No, you want somebody who absolutely loves and adores you exactly as you are. That's still coming from a place of insecurity. Just clean it up. It's just a mindset shift. We create a reality by what we believe, and you can always choose what you believe. Okay, so here's my last tip. In your dating profile, talk to your right partner. Looking for you too. Affirm it. They are looking for you too. Believe it now as you hear me say these words. They are looking for you too. So talk to them in your profile. And I think what happens, and I've can fall into this trap too, we try to talk to everybody, but instead just focus on just writing your profile in a way in which your ideal partner will know that you're the right person for them instantly. So do the qualities list, right? The 15 qualities that you want in a mate, 15 qualities you want in a relationship. If there are some really, really concrete deal breakers, you just know under no circumstances will work for you, you may want to put that one in there. But I would say avoid putting your deal breakers in your profile just to keep the energy positive. You can screen the person after to make sure they're, you know, not on the deal breaker list. But more so, think about why you're a good catch. You know, go back to that, why am I a good catch? And think about the qualities you want in a mate and the qualities you want in a relationship. Write your profile so it supports all of that. And I know you're like, but Amy, that's so many words and I only have a few characters they can use in a profile. I totally get it. But you'll naturally know what to say, and maybe you need to rough draft it. Write a few profiles where you just talk to your ideal mate. And then put it up. And on the technical side of dating, always make sure you have a full body picture, because everybody has their preferences. And so you just want to be as transparent as possible about who you are while putting your best foot forward, and have pictures with just you. You know, if you are a person who is super, super connected to your friends and like your whole life is your friends, maybe have one picture just to let them know, like, hey, I have a huge social circle. But ultimately, even people I've worked with that have big social circles, they find that once they commit to their romantic partnership, they start to really rein in who's in their social circle so they can have more time to be in their relationship. And it's not to say your friends don't matter, but over my years of coaching, particularly people of a certain age, past a certain age, a lot of times they're using their friend circles as a substitute for a romantic relationship, or to mask their longing for a romantic relationship. Oh, I have a lot of friends. I'm really busy. So I'll focus on dating later instead of dealing with any limiting beliefs around dating and romantic relationships so that they can get out there and actively pursue it. You know, we're people with jobs and passions and families and responsibilities and things that we care about. We only have so much time in the day. So if you want to be in a romantic relationship, you've got to make time for it. And you may have to take away from some of your socializing, and you won't miss it. Like, every client that has had to pull back from socializing, they realize, oh, wow, I was really using these relationships as a placeholder for not doing the work to attract the type of relationship I want to be in. Yeah. Okay, so that's my show for how to attract a partner. If you are ready to attract a partner, I have two packages that can help you do that. The Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package is great. Lots and lots of support. You can talk to me almost every day, 4 days a week, with that package. If you choose to, you don't have to use all of those sessions. But yeah, that one's great. That's to help you keep your vibe high, help you keep your mind clean so you can attract the partner that you want. The next one is the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. This one is actually designed for manifesting love. Over my years of coaching, I find that people looking for love do really well in that particular package. Bi-weekly sessions, 3 months. If you do the work, oh, you'll be in a relationship before your package is up. Yeah. I can't guarantee results, but I definitely know that if you are in it to win it and you did that package, you will find what you're looking for. So that is my show for you. If you would like to work with me, please visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, click work with me, and we can go from there. And you can always book a session with me. I have a 90-minute session where we can do a lot of the preliminary work so that you can get out there and start dating with greater confidence and ease and success. It's just a shift in energy, and I can help you shift that energy so that you can really win in the way that you want in your dating life. So thank you for listening. I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.